Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th and 16th verses. As the people were in expectation, and all men questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." In Christ Jesus, dear friends, on this last Sunday in Advent, just a day before Christmas Eve, the word which perhaps best describes this day is the word expectation. In the fragment of Luke's gospel we just heard, St. Luke tells us that the people were in expectation. And because that is so, this morning's worship invites us to think about life as expectation. Life as expectation. Well, you don't have to live very long to know that expectation is so often and sometimes cruelly disappointed. Christmas itself can be something of a setup for disappointed expectation as we try to recapture something of the innocent happiness of Christmas past, remembered through a golden haze when we were very little children. Because of that kind of unreasonable expectation which Christmas tends to reinforce, some words of a psychiatrist I knew some years ago are not just gallows humor, not just cynical, but have about them the ring of truth. And this is what that psychiatrist had to say. "There's no problem so bad that Christmas can't make it worse." There's no problem so bad that Christmas can't make it worse. And anyone who has suffered terrible loss in this year now ending, or anyone for whom life is now somehow bleak indeed, knows just how true that is. Yes, life is all about expectation. The death of expectation is the death of hope. And without hope, no one can live. So then, what can we realistically expect of life? Even more, what can we expect of God? This much, to be sure: God's gracious and sustaining presence, whatever comes our way. In the epistle for this last Sunday before Christmas, we hear St. Paul writing from prison, mind you, and having this to say: rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand in the manger of Bethlehem. The Lord is at hand in the blessed sacrament of his body and blood. The Lord is at hand every day, come what may. He is at hand in the end of the day, in the end of life, and in the end of the world. Because God the Son once came among us as Mary's child, as Emmanuel, which means God with us, we Christians live our lives in joyful expectation, not so much of something as of someone. We expect the Lord Jesus to be our Emmanuel, which means God with us. We expect him to come in the end of the day, in the end of life, in the end of the world. The creed in which we confess our faith on every Lord's Day and every festival ends on the note of expectation. We say, I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I look for, in the original language, the creed says, I expect, I await, I desire, I eagerly look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And I look for that wonderful fulfillment because I have already, in some small measure, experienced the life and the joy that await us in the end. Oh, that expectation is often enough beclouded by life's fuss and bother. And at times it seems as if we are all but drowning in all our pressing daily cares and concerns. But we can never completely forget that joy, that new life that has already begun to shine for us. And we can therefore never completely abandon our expectation of its fulfillment. Today, on this last Sunday in Advent, we expect with joy the yearly celebration of our Savior's first coming in humility. But all the joy of the Christmas festival, which begins tomorrow evening, is but a pale reflection of the inexpressible joy which will fill the whole creation when that same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes again in glory to make all things new. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.